China lowered the one-year prime rate for the first time since the onset of the pandemic, with the move signaling increased monetary support going forward. And yet, this did very little to help calm the nerves of investors on Monday. We've been in risk-off mode because of central bank divergence, namely Fed policy divergence, that will likely translate to more risk-off flow and more dollar demand if the Fed follows through with its latest revised guidance. Of course, we're now in a situation where the Fed is being forced into tighter policy on account of rapidly rising inflation. Throw in a still worrying outlook with respect to the coronavirus, and things haven't been looking great into year end. Goldman Sachs was just out downgrading its U.S. growth outlook for 2022. Interestingly, the one thing halting U.S. dollar gains this week is the pace of Fed rate increases actually playing out as projected, given lower growth estimates should President Biden's spending plan not come to fruition. And so developments on this front will need to be watched closely. Tuesday's calendar is thin. The only notable standouts come in the form of UK CBI distributive trades, the New Zealand GDT auction, Canada retail sales, and Eurozone consumer confidence. That's all for now.